One of the songs that's been ministering to me in the last couple of days is by a guy named Josh Baldwin, and he says, "I see the sun waking up the morning, reviving dreams. I feel the wind on my back with promise reminding me there's a garment of praise for heaviness. There's a new song burning inside my chest. I'm living in the goodness that he brings." And then his chorus is this: "Get your hopes up, lift your head up, let your faith arise. Get your hope up. Our God is for us. He's brought us back to life." And Emily, if you want to come up here, we are praying so much for the city of El Dorado. We're praying for the water to flow. We're praying for the water level to rise as we go. And I just felt the Holy Spirit prompting me to tell you guys this tonight, that, you know, common wisdom is don't get your hopes up. But the Lord says, get your hopes up. Because you've been brought from death to life, and I'm about to do a new work here. And Emily had a vision a few weeks ago that she shared with some of us, and it just stirred my heart, and I said, say it again, say it tonight. So there you go. One of my favorite sister-in-laws, top five.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so I just wanted to share what I feel like the Lord is doing in this season with us and the body. Okay, so I had this vision on February 2nd. Hold on, I'm just going to read it to you. I feel like that would probably be better. So this vision, I saw a picture of Main Street in El Dorado, and water was rushing down it, very strong waters. Then the side roads, big and small, were beginning to fill with water. It just kept going out to all the roads attached. So it just kept going and not stopping. Little roads, big roads. At the head of Main Street stood a man, I believe was the church. Out of the man, rushing water was pouring out like a flood. This was the source of the water that was being poured out. The water came from his chest, which I believe was the heart of his bride. Water was coming from the inside out. Living water was being poured out to the city and to all the roads attached. And I just feel like also with this, I feel like the Lord is saying that if our hearts are not softened and we don't walk in humility, then this revival, this rushing water cannot come. And the revival, this is in us. And as we let the Lord just heal these places in us and allow humility, sincere humility, and I don't even know if we really fully grasp what that looks like, but I know that's what he wants to teach us, how to walk in that. And when we do, then this outpouring, the dam, everything's just going to break. And it is getting ready to bust. And I had another sister tell me that before a dam busts, there's trickling water like coming out. And that's already happening. And so I just believe that's what he wants for us. Just our hearts to be softened and to walk in true humility. Well, man, that was just a sweet, sweet, sweet time to have the privilege to pray together with believers is incredible. And I just felt like for me, it was like the Spirit is moving powerfully. Like it is a rushing, flowing force, and we can jump in or we can jump out. And I want to be in. I want to be in. And so being a part of that was just like being in together in the flow and just being sensitive to the Spirit and just allowing him to work. And it was just so, so sweet and powerful just to, we all have the same Spirit and just listening, just being still and patient and just listening. So it was so, so good. Yeah. Father, I just thank you. Father, I just pray for just your revival to come within our hearts. Father, I pray that you would just come fully. Father, I just pray that you would show us if there's any room in us that is not fully surrendered in our hearts to you, King Jesus. Father, we ask for an outpouring of your Spirit in Jesus' name to flow on each one of us so that we can bring your presence everywhere we go. Father, I just pray for the ones who are in and ones who are out of this rushing river. I pray that they would jump in, all in, Jesus. There wouldn't be any hesitation in the jumping in, God, that we would just all jump in and allow your Spirit to take us freely, Father. Just thank you for what you're doing in the body. Father, we wait in anticipation for you to move in a mighty way. Thank you for already what you're doing in us. That what we are seeing and getting to partake in is just something so amazing and beautiful. So we just cry out for more, more Jesus, more of your spirit, more of who you are to come. I did want to pray. I've been praying this week for us, the body, and it's in Proverbs 15. 33, it says, the source of revelation knowledge is found as you fall down and surrender before the Lord. Don't expect to see Shekinah glory until the Lord sees your sincere humility. And, you know, Shekinah glory is that divine presence. And so just been praying that for us. And so I just want to pray again, just, Father, we just pray that we would fall fully surrendered, God, fall down before you. Father, we pray for just revelation knowledge to come flooding in our hearts and our minds. Father, we want to experience your divine presence. Father, we crave that. So I just pray for that. I pray for that for us. Father, for that sincere humility. I just pray this week that you would reveal to us, your bride, what that means to walk in sincere humility. We want that, God. Your glory be done. Amen.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.